My name is Jay, and I'm an alcoholic. And God is doing for me today what I couldn't do for myself, because it's like 10 o'clock in the morning in Ocean Shores, Washington, and I haven't had anything to drink yet today. Whoa! And you can tell I'm a morning drinker, right? I mean, who else would be this enthusiastic? My first wife used to say, he wakes up like this. Anyway, I bring you greetings from Sedona, Arizona, where we live in the fourth dimension, and we visit the fifth, and we entertain those that are stuck in the third. So when it comes to the frontier of consciousness, it's something that I'm well versed in, and the area in which I live is very conducive to this transition between dimensions. First of all, I'd like to thank the creator that made this amazing, stunning area, and to the indigenous people to which it was given, who took care of it, and now we get to come and play. So I want to get that out of the way, and then to tell you that I am the most fortunate male form that you've ever met. I came to you on the second day of May in 1979, and although I found it necessary in a lot of occasions, I haven't taken the front drink. I haven't sniffed any glue or done any of those other things that I found to be so consoling. So my experience is that Alcoholics Anonymous works amazingly. Now, I was given this personality due to inflict on others. And as a small child, at 8 years old, I was given a copy of the Iliad by Homer, an illustrated thing for children. And I fell in love with history. And so when I came into Alcoholics Anonymous and I'm vibrating at the Birch Street Club thinking what to do before I go to court, there were some, there was a little bookcase, and it had Not God and Dr. Bob and the Good Old Timers and the Big Book and the 12 and 12 and As Bill Sees It. And so I bought them. I bought the books I didn't have, and I just got enchanted. And I know that none of you are like this, that in the beginning my study of history had to do with finding out what the Oxford group did correctly and what we weren't doing in Alcoholics Anonymous, so I could weaponize the book, work the steps better than anyone else, and, you know, carry my sponsees into nirvana. And I had a wonderful time. I spent 10 years really getting close to a lot of the people in the what we now call initiatives of change. In those days, it was called moral rearmament. And I have real experience about those people. You know, it's interesting that people take a look at the Oxford group literature and the four absolutes, and, you know, then they talk about these aggressive evangelists. And, you know, that's kind of like reading the Big Book in the 12 and 12 if you've never been to an AA meeting and saying that you can comment on the people and what Alcoholics Anonymous is. And they're some of the most dynamic and wonderful and spiritually developed people I've ever met. And we're involved in all kinds of great things, and I've had the great fortune to go all over the planet and be involved with folks like that. So it's not that I just sit around and look at stuff. I get engaged, just like I did with alcohol. So, why do you say you're the most fortunate guy in the world? Well, if you're of a historical bent, and when I got sober, there were tens of thousands of people that had met Bill Wilson. There were, thousands that had met Dr. Bob. Who was I to comment on that? But now it's, you know, a few decades later, and one of the things that happened is that after I